Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia. Network Asia.
What's going on? This is Xavier Woods, a.k.a. Austin Creed.
I said give me a hell yeah!
Hey, this is Zayda Zay.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Talent is not sexually transmitted.
You need to go back to the drawing board because your game absolutely sucks!
Hey, everyone, this is Jeff Cobb.
I'm Lewis Howley. I'm Sam Spoker. We are Pretty Deadly. Yes, boy. Yes, boy.
Hello, my name is Zina Dragunov, the star, the NXT UK champion, and you're listening to the Wrestling Podcast.
You are watching and listening to the longest-running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Wrestling Podcast. Stan, C, and Ro Marana at your service with our weekly Thursday live streams. Ro and the SHIT backstage at catering alongside babyface producer Gel at the controls. And man, we have a lot to talk about. And based on the comment section, I think everybody wants to talk about the same thing. So hinay-hinay lang, we'll get to it one topic at a time. Syempre, we have our thoughts that we'd also like to share with you about these things. So hang on. Before we get started though, we have some prizes to give away. We've actually got an account over at Mega Cloud Storage. So it's 2 terabytes worth of storage. So you never know when you're going to need to back up your data. So thank you very much to Miss Asia Agkawidi as well as our friends over at Machong Chismisan, ang podcast, na nagsasponsor ng ibang podcast for hooking us up with those prizes. We've got one more voucher to give away later. So if you haven't posted a screenshot of you giving us a 5-star rating on Spotify just yet, go ahead and do that right now. If you're not following us on Spotify yet, what are you doing? Please follow us on Spotify. All of those follows, all of those 5-star ratings really go a long, long way towards helping out the podcast and, you know, getting more people to check us out, to listen to our takes on this great sport. Now, if you want to support the podcast through your monetary contributions, you can actually be part of the Wrestling Podcast patron community, which is sobrang sulit, as we've been talking about for over 1 year now.
Yeah, if you guys want to support what we do, if you like what we do and you want to help us out, you know, give us a little something for our efforts and also get some good, some nice goodies on the wrestling side. All you got to do is sign up for our Patreon. That is patreon.com/wrestlingpodcast. For as low as 250 pesos a month, you get access to our Discord community where we do our watch parties of premium live events and pay-per-view events from both WWE and AEW. As you guys know, the Royal Rumble is coming up in a couple of Sundays. So if you want to join us in catching that live, you just got to do that. And then you also get access to exclusive reviews, so you can get to hear what we think of the weekly shows before we talk about it here on the podcast live stream. And then may pasabay sin kami of merch. We have bought from online stores, WWE Shop and Pro Wrestling Tees Shop AEW. So a lot of our patrons right now have gotten a hold of that sweet, legit wrestling swag. And we also have our own merch in line as well. So when you are part of the Patreon program, we will make sure that you get access to our own line of merch, but you have more ways to support the podcast and promote the podcast. Again, patreon.com/wrestlingpodcast for as low as only 250 pesos a month.
Yeah, so really excited about the Wrestling Podcast shirts. We've been working on them alongside the Podcast Network Asia team. So konti na lang. We're going to have them up really, really soon. And when they're available, we're going to be wearing them on the live stream so you can see exactly how they look and what the fit is like. All right? Okay, let's talk about some wrestling and let's start with SmackDown. Chronological muna tayo. Let's start with Roman Reigns because we have to acknowledge the Tribal Chief. And I've got to ask, is this guy the best forever champion in recent memory? He is, right?
Yeah, I mean, kasi nadadala niya. And whenever he's on, he's really on. But sometimes kasi you can only do something for so long before people get tired of it. And I have seen people get tired of it. And that's not a problem kasi syempre, new is always better, as Barney likes to say. And sometimes we just want something new. And even though I am a big fan of the Tribal Chief, I acknowledge the head of the table. I don't want him to be forever champion. Like, yes, he is the best, but I also don't want him to be here for a long time. And I think naman, to be fair, if the rumors are true, then he won't be forever champion for not long. Diba? Kasi he is rumored to lose the championship to Seth Rollins.
Yeah, so yun yung sabi-sabi on the internet. Of course, hindi pa natin alam unless it actually happens about the Royal Rumble Premium live event. But I was thinking about this when I was looking at the graphic that WWE on Fox posted. And I don't know, I feel two ways. Na parang it has felt like 504 plus days, but it also hasn't felt like 504 plus days. Probably because of the pandemic.
I think it's felt fresh because they have something for him to do every month. Because it's not like Walter's NXT UK Championship run in which he was gone literally for months on or for weeks on end. Sometimes even months on end. Kaya napastretch yung reign niya. Roman felt fresh because he was there. He really was holding down the show and carrying WWE on his back every month. And that's not something the NXT UK guys can say. So props to him for delivering all the time, for actually proving that he is the breadwinner of the company and of his family. And I don't know. Some people are saying, like Lance in the comments, na they don't like it kasi maraming na sacrifice of babyface runs. But at the same time, you gotta break some eggs to make an omelet, man. You have to put in this much effort to really cement this once in a generation talent like Roman Reigns.
Yeah, I used to compare it to Triple H, like what the internet fans call the reign of terror in the Triple H in early 2000s, back when he was almost always world heavyweight champion on Raw. And yun yung time na ako bago pa lang ako sa fandom. So in my head, like Triple H was always the final boss on Raw. And the moment someone got to beat Triple H, whether that was Benoit or Batista or Randy Orton, it really felt like a big deal. So I'm waiting here. Whether it's Seth Rollins or whoever else down the road will eventually unseat the Tribal Chief, it will be a big deal. And it's because of how long talaga this reign has been, diba?
Tsaka, to compare to Triple H, I feel like Roman has been way more entertaining as the smug, arrogant champion that's been holding down the fort. Right? It's not like Triple H where he drones on and on and on for 15 to 20 minutes per promo every Monday night on Raw back in 2002-2003. Right? So that really went a long way in Roman's presentation. Like, I have been entertained by his carefree personality, his actual authentic personality, and that talagang iba yung ano eh. It helps make him palatable for me.
Yeah, iba yung dating niya eh. So nakakatuwa. I'm gonna agree with you on that one. Let's talk about the women on SmackDown, because Lita made her return to the blue brand for the first time in almost 20 years, and it seems she stepped up as the next rival for the time being for Charlotte Flair. And I guess it's because of the unfortunate injury kay Sasha Banks. Siyempre, wala pa rin si Bayley. Toni Storm left the company. So there really are no baby faces to challenge Charlotte right now. So I guess this is where Lita comes in.
Yeah, the more I think about it, the more, yeah, okay, sure. It works both ways. It's a win-win. Lita maybe needs the money. She could use the exposure and the fame of being in the company again. Never hurts, I guess. So Charlotte needs a contender as well. So habang they're still trying to figure that out, then I don't mind Lita coming back. I don't even mind her winning the championship. If this is going to be like her real farewell run. Because I don't think the run or the farewell back in 2006 was much of anything. Because that was pretty rushed, I believe. So I actually want to see this. I actually want to see them give Lita more than she deserves.
Yeah, I'm really excited here for Lita. Kasi syempre, from the ano yan, diba? From the Attitude era, from the Ruthless Aggression era, and like you said, Ro, parang bitin when she left back in 2006. It, you know, real life also got in the way if you listen to the interview she's done in the time since. So I guess it's good na, you know, there's probably room on the roster, you know, for someone like Lita to come back. There's also the possibility na I guess hanggang Royal Rumble lang din to. So I hope that's not the case. What I'm wondering is when they're going to start bringing in somebody like, I don't know, Summer Rae or Michelle McCool. Ano yun, they're going to come in at the Rumble na lang mismo, no?
Yeah, mukhang surprise na lang sila. And honestly, there isn't that much time on SmackDown as well. Like, yes, it's nice to have these legends fill up the women's division on SmackDown. But remember, if you've been watching SmackDown, there isn't much time for them. That's why ladies like Toni Storm had to leave because hindi naman sila nagagamit ng ayos. So, okay na to. Okay na tong si Lita na lang ang mag-represent ng Ruthless Aggression or ng late 2010s or whatever. Late 2000s, sorry.
Right, right. I guess how this makes sense to us as viewers is the fact na Charlotte's in the Rumble din naman, diba? Lita has been announced to be part of the Rumble. Charlotte is in the Rumble. So it's not that hard to really connect these dots together into a cohesive narrative. Kasi dun din naman lahat sila papunta, diba?
Exactly, exactly.
We got to talk about Mustafa Ali, who was brought up in the comments by Leo, because earlier this week, he tweeted out that he has requested his release from WWE. So we don't really know much of the details other than whatever rumors and reports have been circulating. But, you know, it's kind of similar to the whole Toni Storm deal. Na out of nowhere, bigla na lang ni report na Toni Storm had left. In this case, Mustafa Ali is still technically with WWE. He just announced that he has requested his release.
Yeah, really bold actually. He would go out and tweet it because I'm sure this was brought up internally, and I guess he was denied internally. That's why he had to take it to social media, diba? So, if I were Mustafa Ali, yeah, I would take the release. There are much better things waiting someone like him, especially now that he's still in his peak, in his prime. So, I don't know if it's in AEW. I don't know if it's even an Impact or wherever. But anything is better than WWE right now. And I applaud them for taking a stand and taking charge of their career. Now, if it's not going anywhere, then they'll put it in their own hands and, you know, try to find greener pastures elsewhere. Right? So first Tony did it. Now Ali did it. Way to stick it to the man and force them to put in more effort into the stars that they have on the show.
All I gotta say about this is, as always, about what's most important is yung kanilang mental health, their physical health as well. And if Mustafa Ali, the human being, feels like being at this job, in this situation, work-wise, isn't really helpful for him anymore, then he's got to do what's best for him. And I was looking at his website. He actually has a site where you can book him as a keynote speaker. Sobrang nakakatuwa. Like, he's actually fleshed out his branding to a point where even if he's not with WWE or any company in particular, he can actually go out and be hired as a keynote speaker, which is a good way of really building up those other skills that you can develop as a result of being a pro wrestler, diba? Public speaking being one of those things. And if kaya niya yung pagkakitaan, then, you know, good for him. I'll be excited to see where he'll end up next, if not, you know, if not whatever company ends up signing him.
So yeah, actually, I forgot to mention then the reason why I said he has to take charge of his career is because apparently rumors have stated that he got into a heated argument with Vince after his New America gimmick got shot down, and apparently Vince proposed something else that he reportedly would not do because it's not him. So they got into an argument because of that, and he hasn't been booked on SmackDown since. So if that's true, might as well. But if they got you doing things that you don't want to do, especially if labag yun sa loob mo, diba? Might as well go and find peace elsewhere.
So yeah, whatever happens to Mustafa Ali, we do wish him well. So, okay. That's going to take care of the SmackDown side of things. We'll talk about Raw, and then, of course, your hot topics from NXT 2.0 in just a bit. But first, we'll take a break and tell you how you can support the podcast through your online shopping over on Lazada.
Right, guys, everything you want and need, hashtag NatsaLazadean. So if you're going to do some online shopping, don't forget to support the podcast in the process at no extra cost by using our affiliate link, podlink.co/IAM, podlink.co/IAM. Type that in your mobile browser, add the cart, and check out from the app. And what you buy will help us do what we do here in the podcast, again, at no extra cost to you.
And now a quick break to hear from our other podcasts on Podcast Network Asia.
Ay mga macho at sexy chismosa, ako nga pala si Makoy, ang inyong corporate slave.
At ako nga pala si Ingo, ang inyong corporate lucky.
Nabalitaan niyo na ba yung pinakabagong chismis? Nandito na kami ngayon sa Podcast Network Asia.
Oo nga, kaya samahan niyo kami sa longest.
Longest?
Running.
Ay yung pinakamahaba?
Comedy podcast sa buong Pilipinas.
Di ba ba longest yung pinakamahaba?
Oo pare, tayo yung pinakamahaba. Ang macho chismisa.
Dahil ang tunay na macho,
chismoso.
Pag longest ba, tayo rin yung pinakamatigas.
Let's get to some shoutouts over on Kumu.
Right, saying hey to Abby who sent us 10 halo halos. And Bruce, I don't know which Bruce this is. I don't know if it's our Bruce, but he sent a halo halo as well. Thank you, thank you. Saying hey to Michael John Suritaban, who followed us, and papa shout out to the Mr. Perfect ng Pinas. So, sino yun?
Sino yun?
Ikaw ba? Is that you? Is that what you're trying to say? Ikaw si, you know? Kurt Hennig ng Pilipinas. saying hey to Kenny Lee as well, WWE shout out. He says no nakita na si John Cena doon siya nahilig sa WWE, so that's in line with a lot of people as well back in 03, 04, 02. So yun, thank you guys for tuning in on Kumu. Glad to hear that you like what we do, like what we talk about na wrestling talk, and please smash those hearts, keep pressing those hearts para malaman nang lahat na may wrestling talk sa Kumu and on Facebook na rin as well.
Yeah, and if you find us on Spotify, please give us a 5-star rating. Follow na rin para tumaas syempre yung subscriber numbers natin. All right? Let's go over to the red brand. Let's talk about Raw. Ito na banggit ni Ro kanina. It's the Rollins-Reigns feud. And I think Seth kind of gave us a spoiler, right? Kasi sinabi niya na he's gonna take the Universal title. He's gonna give it the red belt again. Tapos si Owens yung magiging next challenger niya.
Yeah, when I heard that, basically validate yung binabasa ko, diba? So validate us as a news aggregator, and I think this is it. I think this is really it. And I mean, if they want to do Brock versus Roman for the championship, then this is it. I believe that it opens up a whole new set of possibilities on Raw. I believe that Big E is going to be challenging for this championship eventually. And I don't mind that Seth is going to win. Kasi wala, ito na, nandito na tayo.
I'm surprised na you're like, oh, you know what? I like this. Because I've gotten so attached to yung Blue Universal Championship. And I like the idea of having the WWE Championship on Raw. Kasi diba yun yung flagship brand. So I'm surprised to hear this insight from you.
No, actually, I just like the idea that they have a plan to get around the whole, okay, Brock became champion and beat Big E at day one, diba? So, yung pala, napag-isipan na nila. So, okay, buti naman na may plano sila to, you know, not make Brock and Roman both champions heading into WrestleMania season. So, I don't care what championship it is. Kasi, like I said on TikTok, WWE and Universal Championships are the same. It just depends on what Vince is feeling. Kung ano yung mas mataas sa kanila at any given point in time, diba? So, I don't really mind. I don't really mind which one is on which brand as long as there are deserving champs on each brand.
Feeling ko rin naman na hindi mangyayari yung two champions same brand in this era kasi may TV network na mapipikon, diba?
Yeah, exactly. And that's what people don't understand. Because people keep saying, oh, is there going to be a unification match? Is it going to be champion versus champion, winner take all? Guys, hindi pwede yun kasi magagalit yung isang network pag nawalan sila ng champion. Even if you say na the champion is going to be free to move around in both brands. Pero remember, when that happens, he has to stick to one brand for a time before he gets to move back to the other brand.
yeah, and before people forget, na eh, TV network lang din yan. Do you remember how large the deal is yung pinirmahan nila, diba, between the WWE and NBC Universal and Fox? It's like collectively $2 billion or something like that, in that range. So that's a lot of money.
The network has influence more than you guys know. The draft is influenced by actually what the networks wanted. Like Charlotte being on SmackDown, Fox wanted that. Becky being on Raw, USA wanted that. Brock being on SmackDown, Fox wanted that as well. So may mga kagustuhan yung network, and it's up to the WWE to balance and juggle all of that.
Aaron's asking in the comments, who do you think is turning face, KO or Seth? Feeling ko KO.
I don't think it matters because I think Big E is challenging for the championship.
Right, right. So yeah, let's talk about the It couple versus the Grit couple now, because that's a Royal Rumble feud I'm actually excited about. And it makes me wonder, para mas bagay sana kung pang WrestleMania to, no? Because it kind of has that feel na yung special attraction in the form of Edge and Beth, kind of like John Cena and Nikki Bella versus Miz and Maryse from 2017, or any of these celebrity appearances that they would have at WrestleMania season.
Yeah, pero it's a big four pay-per-view. It's a Royal Rumble. I would much rather have this than have Edge and Miz take up spots again. So okay lang naman. If it frees them up, if it frees Edge up for a better story at WrestleMania, I'm all for it. I don't think this is super WrestleMania worthy. It's nice because it's two veteran stars and their wives, who are also veteran stars, you know, taking up the big star part of the card. But they could still be doing better, I think.
I will say though, netong story na to is progressing way better than I expected. Like the whole brick thing na ginawa ni Maryse, I didn't see that coming. So that was pretty good. Na inga, may purse pala siya, tas may brick pala sa loob, diba? And it kind of gives Edge and Beth a real reason to really stick it to Miz and Maryse. Na dati parang nagbabangayan lang sila, nag-aasaran lang sila. Now it's really become personal.
Yeah. I guess it's a nice way to advance the feud. Also a nice way to, I guess, reinforce the women's division on Raw and eventually maybe on SmackDown. So I do want to see Beth have another run.
Right, right. People in the comments have been shouting at Omos and Reggie. I think pang this week lang yun. I don't understand what people's problem is with Omos squashing Reggie. Because, like, you know, squash matches have been happening since time immemorial, and Omos is huge. He kind of does have to squash people on the way to wherever he's going to go.
Yeah, he's probably going to get like a nice Royal Rumble run, and then people will team up to eliminate him, like Great Khali or Braun Strowman from before. So let the guy do his thing. If he's not squashing people, then he's going to look pretty dumb.
Yeah. And what happened to you being Omos sexuals, diba? I thought we were an Omos loving podcast and community. Jeez. Mm. Say what's up to Matt, who's already up over on the East Coast. He wants to see Edge and Beth Phoenix versus Brock Lesnar and Sable. Oh boy.
if Sable agrees to that, then sure, why not, right?
Jeez. What would it take to get Sable to come out of retirement?
I mean, If you think Maryse isn't much of a wrestler because she was, you know, a model turned wrestler in the Divas era, what more Sable? Sable wasn't really an in-ring competitor the same way Trish Stratus and Lita became from their generation. So I know it's not a serious suggestion, but hey.
Oh, no man.
But if it draws the money, then why not, right?
John Dennis in the comment section asks, do you think Omos will be as good as Kevin Nash or Braun Strowman as a big man? For me, too early to tell.
Will be as good? Like, anyone could be as good, right? Braun is okay. He just did some weird stuff that should be coached out. I think Omos, if he listens, I think I've been entertained by his work. Pero I hope that he's continually being coached by guys like AJ Styles, right? And whoever is working with him. And if he listens to that, I think he's got a pretty good upside, pretty high ceiling for a big man.
Roman J says, kahit rematch lang ulit with Reggie as long as Omos will murder him. Why do you want to see Reggie get murdered over and over again?
People might not like Reggie because, hey, Reggie's just, you know, a flippy dude who is barely a wrestler.
All right, let's go to NXT. Let's talk about the big things that you guys want us to talk about. Let's start with Volta, or FKA Volta, who is now Gunther. So if you check out his superstar profile, that's the name. And he just announced it at the very end of the NXT 2.0 main event. And just to be clear with everybody, this isn't the first time, and it probably won't be the last time that something like this will happen. But we had Doudrop. All those wrestlers who lost their first names or last names.
You and I have been watching wrestling for almost 20 years. And a lot of that is mostly WWE, because WWE is the only game in town. And sanay na tayo. Sanay na ako na nag-iiba ng pangalan just for WWE to own the rights to the name and so that they can make money off of it. It literally is what the business is. And yeah, it's sad. It's disappointing. It's the entire mental exercise of having to get used to adjusting to a new name. Like, gets ko naman. I get it. I get the whole opposition to having a new name, especially when you're so used to a name like Volta, right? Personally, kasi I'm just detached from the whole thing. Like, when it happens, I know it happens, and I can't blame WWE for trying to change the name that they don't own, especially if Volta himself or Gunther himself does not agree to giving up the name, the rights to his the rights to the name that he got popular with over to the company. So gets kayon that. And you have every right to be mad at it because you have an attachment to the name. I just don't. And I don't know if that makes me a bad person, if that makes me a bad fan, but I just don't have that same attachment. It's just a name.
Yeah, there's just a lot of online chatter. Siyempre, whenever something happens in wrestling, there will always be online chatter. You know, there will always be people on one side of the fence and on the other side of the fence. It's just that, you know, from where I'm sitting, siyempre, limited lang din yung masasabi ko, but like a lot of the online chatter has actually been pretty unwarranted.
Before that, though, I want to shout out Rowan's TikTok for the Wrestling Podcast at Wrestling2XPod. If you guys haven't followed us on TikTok yet, so he in his TikTok that I actually expected should have been was going to be more angrier, but it's not. Ang sabi niya is all he wanted is that WWE explain properly why Gunther decided to change the name. So that means putting in the work, putting in the effort into giving a backstory for this new name, why he decided to change it, why he felt like he had to change it. Just basically putting in the homework, the hard work into getting us to accept. Maybe that will get the people to get behind it. Because when they've shown that they have thought it out and put in a plan behind it, medyo na tatanggap naman eh. Lalo na if it's obvious na it's Volta's idea, right?
We can give examples naman eh. Like even within the WWE product, for example, si Shaw Samuels, people have been mentioning him online because nung nasa indie scene siya in the UK, Shaw Samuels siya talaga, then he debuted as Ed Harvey. And then, you know, they actually incorporated it into a promo. He didn't like the Ed Harvey name and he just became Shaw Samuels again. Another example is Nathan Fraser, who was more known as Ben Carter, diba? Nung nag-appear siya sa AEW, trainee siya ni Seth Rollins, and then he comes into NXT UK, becomes Nathan Fraser, and he says na yung Ben Carter was a name that he used when he was trying to hide the wrestling from his family. So now, parang he wants to succeed talaga and be known as a name he chose, kaya naging Nathan Fraser na siya, and it's the same guy and all that. So, you know, we've seen, at least from the WWE umbrella, na they can
sometimes
put in
they
the,
do. Sometimes they do, but sometimes, but I guess the people's problem with it is a lot of times they don't. Like, you don't get a Curtis Axel every time they change a name, right? Because that had a Paul Heyman promo attached to it. That's why.
Explained in yon, yeah.
Exactly, diba? So, Mario is right in the comments when he said that the homework with Lord Tensai was not great. So, I guess doon nanggagaling yung pangamba ng mga tao na maybe they won't do homework, but it's NXT and so far in NXT 2.0, they have done quite their homework on explaining a lot of stuff. Like, for example, Dante Chen taking the time to explain where he was over the past few months. Right? So I have some hope that they might go on and explain this. Siguro pag hindi na nila na-explain next week, sige, do kayo mag-riot, do kayo mag-welga. Pero until then, let's, you know, slow the jets for a little while and, you know, let them do their thing first. Wait for it to get there.
Yeah, wait lang. Marcel Barthel came into WWE as Marcel Barthel. I don't think he ever got to use Axel Dieter Jr. WWE.
That's a WWE name already. That's why he doesn't have to change it. Fabian might have to change his name, but
kasi real name yun, di ba?
Yeah.
All right. So okay, let's talk about or let's have you, Ro, unpack yung online chatter na medyo unwarranted.
Yeah. So before the name change happened, there was news that WWE filed a trademark on the name Gunther Stark, and this Gunther Stark is apparently, if you do a quick Google search, is a Nazi commander from World War II. So, gets ko na it would be problematic if they use that entire name, Gunther Stark, as Walter's new name, diba? But they didn't, and they just kept the Gunther part, which is a very common Germanic name. So, it would behoove all of you guys to stop harping on about the Nazi stuff because they didn't use a Nazi name. That's pretty much it, guys. Kung magreklamo tayo, doon tayo magreklamo sa May Lugar. Like, yeah, you're free to complain about the name change all you want. That's well within your rights. But doon tayo sa what's actually there.
Right. So, you know, people in the comments have been making all the jokes about Gunther, diba? Gunther being yung bartender at the Central Perk, rest in peace, or Gunther evoking images of touching a tralala, right? But, you know, when Walter says Gunther and he says it with that look that he has, diba? And you see his massive frame, I'm not thinking of touching my tralala. I'm thinking that this man can actually legitimately snap my neck, you know?
That's just, you know, it's not the Nazi name. That's all I'm going to say. It's not the Nazi name. And until they actually use that on screen, on the WWE.com profile, on the Chiron, that's not where you should go.
Right. Okay. Are we good with Gunther?
Yeah. I've said what I wanted to say.
All right. Cool. So yeah, let's talk about Saray now. Because ito rin, this is another vignette that has really gotten people up in arms. So her new look, love it or hate it?
So I have to preface this by saying you guys who are anime fans or weebs better know where this is headed. Pero what it looks like is not the same as what it is. And what it is not clear to us just yet. So I get that you want to judge it based on what it looks like. But for me, kasi I want to judge it based on what it is. And the vignette, the video package that they shown yesterday on NXT didn't show us much. All I saw was there's a necklace passed on to her from her grandmother. I don't know if by wearing it, she turns into a knight of the moon, right? Or a magical schoolgirl. I don't know if that's going to happen. So far, she just has a necklace. And I want to see what else is in store for us when it comes to Saray before making that quick judgment.
Yeah, I think what we've noticed naman with NXT 2.0, sobrang well-defined yung characters nila. Sometimes a little too well-defined na talagang, you know, it's really bound to a certain archetype, diba? You have Tony D, who's like your mafioso. You have Andre Chase na professor sa university, diba? So I guess Saray is kind of like in this mold now where when you say the character in general, you immediately think Saray, like girl who's sleeping all the time. Ah, Wendy Chu. So I think there's really a pattern here with NXT 2.0. And I'm with Ro here. Na parang, wait lang, all we saw was that 2-minute video package. We don't really know what the necklace does or what its significance really even is. Like if it's going to give her powers or if it's just something that reminds her of her grandmother or like kung wala na pala yung lola niya, so yun lang yung memento niya of the lola. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And the thing is, kasi people want to jump on everything WWE does. They want to jump on everything as though it's the sum of their worst fears in wrestling. Kasi I gotta I got to tell you, even though you work for them, the company is at its lowest when it comes to goodwill right now. Like, there is absolutely no goodwill for WWE right now, whether it's from the main roster or from NXT, which used to have all the goodwill in the world. It's gone. It's just gone. And nobody likes it right now. That's why there are so many complaints about it. And I don't know. I don't know if they're ever going to get it back. I don't know if they're ever going to recover. Pero syempre, meron pa rin ang mga hardcore fans, like WWE lifers here in the Philippines, kasi that's all that's
and all over the world.
Yeah. Diba? Meron pa rin mga hardcore fans, pero for the internet fan, and the internet fan is growing in number, there is no goodwill. And that's just the sad part about it. And ako personally, even though I prefer the competition more, I am just at a point where I'm trying to not jump on the outrage machine just to maintain our status as credible analysts of some sort.
Right. See, Gail in the comments points out that Saray reminds her of Japanese Bailey. And I've got to point out something that you said, Ro, a couple of weeks ago on the podcast. Na WWE doesn't really have a lot of kid-friendly characters that everybody can get behind, like Bailey in NXT and when she was a babyface, and Nikki A.S.H. pre-heel turn. So what if Saray is headed in that direction and she's really the next Bailey?
Oh, di okay. Di okay. I think NXT 2.0 can do it better because, you know, right now it's not directly Vince's product. Like, yes, it's Bruce Pritchard's product, but I don't believe that that Vince has all of his hands fully in the product. So if there's a chance that this kid-friendly character can work, it's got to be an NXT 2.0. So I'm cautiously optimistic about this. Like, if it's bad, it's bad. I will tell you that it's bad. But right now, I don't know what I'm looking at.
All right. See, Joseph in the comments is asking, biggest question, nasan si Veer? We don't know. We still don't know where he is, but Sarav is back.
Yeah. Wait, I want to talk about Veer real quick. You've seen the video package that they made for Lashley and Lesnar on Raw. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
So if they could do something like that for Veer, who is an actual famous or, you know, well-known athlete in India, if they could devote a nice documentary video package to Veer to explain who he is, because we've got people asking who he is. Abby doesn't know who Veer is, and Veer has been on TV on Raw for months in 2021, and she doesn't know who Veer is. So if we got actual videos fleshing out Veer's personality and character, who he's supposed to be, what he was, who he was, then maybe he wouldn't be such a meme. But right now, I say Veer or WWE is writing the fact that Veer is a meme, and they may or may not be aware that Veer is only a meme because right now they're failing him. You know, like, they haven't done much by him.
Yeah, so si Veer, di natin alam kung nasan siya. We haven't seen him yet re-debut since he split from Jinder and Shanky. But yung old partner niya from Indushare back in 2020, si Sarav is back. For those who don't remember, Indushare was a tag team that Malcolm Bivens used to manage, and Sarav also was kind of infamous for kind of leaking Keith Lee's NXT title win, so that also happened. Nagulat ako that he's actually still with WWE, so I guess good for him. And now he seems to be the Wardlow to Grayson Waller's MJF.
Yeah, very, very obvious where it's going. Leo's right in the comments. Your observation is very astute. Although it didn't take a hardcore wrestling fan with deep cuts to know that they're stealing the MJF shtick. So yeah. I don't know if Sarav is the right guy for this, but I guess he's one of the biggest guys they have in the Performance Center. So okay, see, Harlan kasi was taken by Joe Gacy already, so they can't have Harlan. So yeah, I don't mind this. It means they got plans for our boy Grayson Waller. So yun, my prediction still says that he'll be on Raw by June.
Yeah, I mean, Grayson nga has a lot of heat going towards him, diba? And if he can transfer some of that heat to an up-and-comer like Sarav, it'd be good for the both of them. I'm gonna have to give Grayson Waller a shout out here kasi nag-tweet siya kanina na sinabi ng lawyers niya na sobrang lapit daw ng Waller sa Volta. And that's why yung lawyers niya, sila nang nag-arrange ng mga papeles kaya nangyari yung nangyari. So, you know, good for Grayson Waller for taking advantage of that. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Other stuff on NXT you want to talk about, Ru?
Wala naman. The Dusty Classic is on its way. Really interesting to note that there is no women's Dusty Classic yet because they haven't had the time to come up with 8 teams on the women's division. So,
I mean, I think we have like 3 or 4, right?
Yeah.
Toxic Attraction. I know. I don't think Toxic Attraction is part of that because they're champions. Sila. But like, there are 3 or 4 women's tag teams.
Yeah, but that's only half of a field. That's only half of a bracket. Diba?
So, they're also building up Raquel and Cora Jade, which I'm pretty sure is going to happen.
I guess. Pero so far, it doesn't look good. na naumpisa. Pero I like that nauna yung, ano, yung men's Dusty Classic. Kasi I didn't like it when they tried to do it side by side. That was a mess to follow.
Oh, medyo mahirap sundan yun.
Yeah. Buti na lang.
Sino yung, ano mo? Sino yung prediction mo for the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic?
The Creed Brothers. Kasi they have a built-in feud with Imperium.
Okay. I found it really interesting na dun sa bracket, like there's a clear babyface side now that Legado is lost. And then there's a clear heel side, which is the right side of the bracket.
Yeah. They're rushing through this one because a lot of the teams are still pretty new.
Emil says, give GYV the win. I'm not sure that's going to happen this year, bud.
Yeah, I want GYV to win because it's their third straight Dusty Classic. Pero the Diamond Mine is literally feeding with Imperium. And by virtue of that, the Creed brothers have to win. Unless Imperium costs them the tournament, which I don't think is happening.
Tsaka mas hoting Diamond Mine ngayon eh.
Yeah, Rowan is asking or is suggesting that they should have main roster stars for the Women's Dusty Cup. They don't even have another tag team for the women's tag team division on the main roster. They literally broke up the only other tag team in that division. So I don't know who you're going to get for that.
Yeah, it is what it is. All right, let's take another break before we hop on over and talk about AEW and the world outside WWE. But first, we got to let you know about how you can support the podcast through your online shopping over on Shopee.
All right, guys. Again, a lot of sales happening on Shopee. So all you got to do to support the podcast through your online shopping is use our affiliate link, podlink.co/W9X, podlink.co/W, the number 9, and the letter X. Type that in your mobile browser, add to cart, and check out from the app. And what you buy will help us do what we do here in the podcast, again, at no extra cost to you.
And now a quick word from our other podcasts on Podcast Network Asia.
Are you a big sports fan? If so, make sure to listen to Off the Record with me, Migs Bustos. Together, we'll get up close and personal with the biggest names in the sports industry. Check it out after listening to this episode. Off the Record is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and all other major podcast platforms thanks to Podcast Network Asia. Catch you guys on my show.
Any shout-outs over on Kumu?
Yeah. Scumageddon sent us galing. Thank you, Scumageddon, man. Thank you for tuning in. I was looking for you. Saying hey to Angel May Tuario, who just followed us on Kumu. Maraming salamat. Welcome din. Thank you to everyone. Damon Menyo also just followed us. Thank you. Rowan has sent us halo. So that's like sending us money, you know, sending ourselves money. For the clout, I guess. Thank you. What else do we have here? Yeah, that's pretty much it. Thank you guys for tuning in on Kumu. Again, smash those hearts para malaman ng iba na meron tayong wrestling talk here on Kumu.
All right. Let's talk about AEW. And we got to start with Cody. We found out this week na he is apparently working as a free agent. So that covers both yung talent side and the EVP side.
Yeah, people are making a big deal out of this, but I knew that it wasn't that big of a deal. Because Cody is an AEW guy through and through. I mean, for those who are fantasizing that he would join the Royal Rumble, first of all, WWE doesn't like AEW that way. Second of all, have you heard the promo that Cody just cut? He doesn't like WWE that way either. So I saw a news report that said that the only reason why Cody did not, or Cody is a free agent, is because he hasn't had time to fly over to Jacksonville and sign a new contract. So, yun lang yun. Cody isn't going to show up elsewhere. Cody is AW.
All right. Since you mentioned that weird promo earlier, do you want to break that down for everybody? Because like I was watching it and I was like, parang ang haba-haba ang dami niyang sinabi.
Yeah, yeah, and, diba?
And yung point is really just to challenge Sammy to a ladder match.
Yeah. So that was weird. I guess this is his way of saying na I'm turning heel by not giving you what you want, which is to outright turn heel. So if that's the play, then okay, game. Let's do that. If the play is also to be annoying and to be long-winded with his promos and to take some unnecessary shots at WWE just to pop the crowd and to possibly go viral on wrestling Twitter, then okay, game. But I don't know, man. It's Cody himself has said that he puts a lot of thought and planning into his promos. So I can tell you now that his promos are overthought, overplanned, and just weird. Like, if you compare it to MJF, MJF does a lot of things, but you can tell what he is trying to say. You can tell what his point is. It's just that he throws in a lot of offensive stuff in there.
Tsaka sumisigaw lang siya na sumisigaw.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, when it comes to promo work, one of the things that I really tried to do to apply into the promos I used to write is to stick to the point. And naging offender din ako na you meander about and bring up other unnecessary, irrelevant points. And now that, you know, I'm watching someone like Cody on a bigger stage, on a bigger platform do it, nagagets ko na parang, yeah, stick to your script or stick to whatever core message you have to get out there. Kasi yung ginawa niya, di ba, sobrang pagkahaba-haba, ang dami niyang sinabi, ang dami niyang kinall out, e yung punto lang naman talaga is to challenge Sammy Guevara to a ladder match. He could have spent more time really fleshing out yung story kung bakit siya nawala, ba't kailangan magkaroon ng interim champion. Or for me as a fan, like, bakit kailangan kong mag-invest emotionally and mentally dun sa beef niyo ni Sammy Guevara?
Maybe that's it. Maybe that's the heel thing. Maybe that's the heel, you know, part of his character. It's all meta heat, brother. So, I don't know. If that's the play, then okay, I appreciate that that's the play. I am genuinely worked. I am genuinely annoyed by you. So, okay.
Maybe I would take out the taking pot shots because the fans clearly like it.
Oh, yeah. They did chant his name. So, that didn't work out in your favor.
Yeah. If like the play is to really get the meta heat, diba? So, there. Let's go over to Jon Moxley because he's back. Welcome back, Jon Moxley. And Mox cut a promo, which a lot of people are saying is a promo of the year candidate this early into 2022.
Yeah, it was very inspirational in a badass way. So I don't know how you can't not like Jon Moxley at this point. I don't know how you can dislike this man after going through what he's been through and after seeing the kind of spirit that he has. So he's pretty good. This is easily the strongest moment of the show. It's a good thing that they put it up first because everything kind of went downhill from there. And yeah, good for Mox that he is finally back. I hope that Jemper doesn't relapse or anything. I hope that he gets to have a really nice 2022 and he gets to be the father that he wants to be.
Yeah. He looks great, you know. I just gotta put it out there. He looks really great, and I'm happy that he's in this space where he can openly talk about din yung nangyari sa kanya. I mean, he didn't outrightly tell everybody in the ring, diba, exactly where he was and what had happened. But it's on social media. If you want to Google it, you can Google it. But you know, the fact that someone like Jon Moxley will go out there, put his heart on his sleeve, and deliver an inspirational message like that, we didn't get that a generation ago. Mas lalo na 2 generations, 3 generations ago, and it's nice to see that you've got these legit badasses, yung talagang bruskong lalaki, like a Jon Moxley, like an Eddie Kingston, being very open about their mental health or being open about taking time away to address your issues and fix your life, diba? Instead of just letting everything crumble. So, you know, good for them. I wish Jon Moxley a really badass 2022.
Yeah, let's talk about this comment Aaron put out. So, justified ba yung pag-kick out ng fan who talks some shit at Moxley? Also, I hate fans like that who think they can talk some shit just because they bought a ticket. So, as a former law student who believes that freedom of speech is only, it can be regulated by private entities, he is justified in getting kicked out.
I think I heard somewhere on a podcast years before, you know, when you buy a ticket to an event, it's kind of like an indirect contract that you sign with the promoter or with like whoever's holding the event, na parang may terms of conduct or may code of conduct diba, as a fan. So yung ticket is your contract basically. Now you have to basically not disrupt the event or not be an asshole of a fan. And if you violate that, because you have the ticket, they kind of have the right to revoke your access to the event because that ticket was the contract that you signed.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, in law terms, in legal terms, a ticket is actually a contract. It's a contract for you to gain access in exchange for paying money. So yung service is you get access to the event. But those terms that you mentioned that you can't be disruptive, they actually have to be laid out somewhere as part of the contract. And I don't think that's really part of their contract. It's just an implicit thing that we like to cite. So legally, he may not be justified in kicking the guy out. Because, but, you know, it's also the discretion of the company as to who gets kicked out. Like, it's not a violation of that person's free speech kasi hindi naman gobyerno yung nag-aano sa kanya, yung nag-punish sa kanya. So I don't know, I just don't like fans like that. This guy fucked around and now he found out.
Yeah. Sabi ni Admin Angelo, sana wag na gawing storyline yung nangyari kay Mox batch ng hiatus.
I don't think they will kasi TK naman, for all his faults, is sensitive enough to leave it as is. Because they didn't even try to work it when he left. They just said, okay, he has to take rehab, so he's gone. So I don't think they're going to be making it a storyline.
Aaron asks, what do you think of Mox dropping the F-bombs and putting up the middle fingers?
That was hilarious. Feeling kong paparusahan sila ng TNT, ng TVS.
Medyo lagot sila sa TV network.
Yeah. I don't think you can say fuck on cable TV.
Yeah. But you know, it's a human thing. Alam mo yun, nabwisit si Moxley. Ginago siya nung fan, di ba? Kind of like Zero last week when someone told us F you on Kumu. So, you know, it happens.
I know, though, that there is a tape delay, like 5 seconds, for them to edit that out. I watched the Fight TV stream it. So, di nila edit yun. But I don't know how it came across TBS on TV.
Di ko rin alam. Kasi, you know, we don't get to watch TBS here din naman, di ba? One last thing here before we get to our pick of the week. We got to talk about the ROH invasion. So last week at Impact's Hard to Kill event, nagsilabasan yung mga ROH stars, people like Mike and Maria Bennett, people like Vincent, PCO. They all came out, and I think Ring of Honor is in a space where yung wrestlers nila are basically able to work different companies, different territories, if you will. See, Kerry Silkin, the former one of the former shareholders of Ring of Honor, was on Talk is Jericho several weeks back, and sinabi niya na that was actually the arrangement they had with the talent, which explains why people like Jonathan Gresham can compete in different companies. People like Jay Lethal and Brody King have gone on to sign with AEW. Na, you know, they aren't able to air naman talaga their program, so they're free to work wherever.
Yeah, it's a good move, I guess, for ROH to keep its continuity. I guess we were all under the impression that, okay, once ROH stops, reset, hard reset, pero hindi pa the hard reset. The champions are still champs, and I don't know if that means they're still under contract because they're still representing ROH. I guess we'll find out at Supercard of Honor in April. Good for them, I guess.
Return nila.
Yeah. They've already booked it. They've already announced it. That's their first show back. So they are basically taking Q1 off. And good for them. Na may silbi pa rin yung ROH stars in other companies. And it's good as well for the other companies to take in the buzz that ROH's hiatus generated and use that for their own ends.
Yeah, at the very least, all of these talents get to make some money pa rin, you know? They're out there, they're making money, they're staying active, so it's a good thing all around, I think. All right, so that's it. That's going to do it for the wrestling talk. We're going to get to our picks of the week now, so let's bring in Rowan the SHIT. Rowan, get in here. Tama ng catering.
Hi. Hello. My pick of the week is from SmackDown when Roman Reigns went face-to-face with Seth Rollins. They had a solid promo battle, which is a great build-up for their match at the Royal Rumble.
All right. Okay. You just went in there. I was gonna kakabusay ko pa namin eh. Like, oh, how are you, Rowan? The SHIT.
Patay ka ba?
No, you just went for it.
Yeah, I wasn't ready. Di ko na ready yung ilo. But it's alright.
Ah, nagulat ka ba? Di ko pa namin pinapair.
Not really. It's on me.
Relax, okay, dude. Relax.
Since the beginning and pick of the week, I can go next. Voltas, last match on NXT UK against Nathan Fraser. That was really fun. If you have access to the WWE Network, go and watch it. It was one of those matches na legit, I didn't know kung sino yung mananalo, and I thought na Fraser would win kasi send-off ni Volta, but of course, Volta would come out on top. So there. Great match.
I just want to point out the bigger crime to me with the whole Volta thing and NXT 2.0 is that now he's going to have to wrestle these quick TV matches instead of the pay-per-view quality bangers that he puts out on NXT UK on the regular. So that to me is the bigger offense, but I guess it's up to him to find a way to make it good. Anyway, speaking of that, pala, that is my pick of the week, the Volta or Gunther versus Roderick Strong. Really good stuff. I want to see him bring his brand of wrestling to the States, and I look forward to how he adapts. So basically, yun.
Before we read the picks of the week from the comment section, Rowan, are you going to stop wearing the mask now that Nikki A.S.H. has turned heel?
I am still not confident. That's why I'm still wearing the mask.
Okay, so you're almost a show host.
Okay, cool. I appreciate that. Okay, let's get to Julian's pick of the week: the return of Jon Moxley, but then Britt and Adam Cole versus Orange Cassidy and Chris Statlander to see Julian. A daming pick of the week, eh? Hey, yun dalawa lang muna. Lance picks Mox giving the F-bomb dun sa fan kasi ginusto niya yun. Emil picks the main event from Dynamite, Darby and Sting versus the Acclaimed. Leo picks the Jon Moxley promo to kick off Dynamite and Strong versus Gunther. Admin Angelo picks Rowan's take on TikTok after the name change. And Roderick Strong versus Volta. Si Maro also picks yung match ni Volta versus Nathan Fraser. Aaron picks Peacemaker. Yung opening, yes, the opening sequence to Peacemaker. Guys, if you don't have time to watch the 4 episodes that are already out, just watch the opening sequence. Maybe it might pull you in kasi sobrang kwela niya.
I mean, like, it's okay. Like,
dude, it's so absurd. It's okay. Like, it really fits the show. You should watch it. Just take time to watch it. It's super, super fun.
The show is pretty good, yes. I will plus one the show because the script is really good. Much better writing than Raw. So there's that. So if you're a John Cena fan, if you like his stuff outside of wrestling, or if you don't like his stuff, this is a good one to sink your teeth into.
Yung tatay ni Peacemaker, yun yung kontrabida sa The Marine. Yeah. So yung very first movie ni John Cena. So that's
kontrabida
pretty fun.
Pa rin siya at this point.
Yeah. Kontrabida pa rin siya. Aaron, his pick of the week is also Kings of the Black Throne debuting as a tag team. And their theme song is sung by Brody King's band, God's Hate. So yeah, go check that out. Renz picks the Jon Moxley promo and Peacemaker. And Ro explaining the concept of the Forbidden Door on TikTok. Because apparently some people still don't know.
Yeah, believe it or not. So, I mean, okay lang naman. So again, if there are concepts that, you know, seem natural to us marks na you might need explaining, please feel free to ask. I love doing these breakdowns. I just want to educate everyone.
Yeah, no judgment din naman, no shame. Di mo alam yung Forbidden Door, bobo. No. Di naman may ganun.
Di tayo ganun. Safe space to.
Yep. And not in the Joe Gacy way. Yeah. Vintendo's here. Happy birthday, my friend.
Oh, happy birthday, Vintendo. Hey.
His pick of the week is the promo vignette, Forged in Iron, Brock Lesnar and Bobby Lashley. Really good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oy, batiin niyo si Nintendo here in the comments, guys.
Oo nga, batiin niyo. Nagko-comment yan. He will check to see kung sino hindi nambate. Ha? So, sige. We can see who skips.
Hadukin kayo niyan.
Last pick of the week. Uncle Al says, Cody Rhodes thinking that he's playing 4D chess is his pick of the week. All right. Okay, so there you have it. That's the show for this week. Thank you so much to everybody. Ay, wait, may prize pa tayo. Crap.
Yeah.
Babyface producer Gel, let's put up the magic ruleta, please. We have a prize to give away. And habang binabati nila si Nintendo, we're giving away this online voucher courtesy of Mega. So it's cloud storage worth 2 terabytes. That's really huge. Courtesy of our friends from Machong Chismisa and Babyface producer Gel. We're ready. So go ahead, spin that wheel.
Ta-ta-ta-ra.
Sige, tuloy mo.
Matakani. Tuloy. Ta-ta-ta-ra. Ta-ta-ra, ta-ra-ra, 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 ta-ta-ta-ra.
Hey. From one Aaron to another, Aaron Silao, congratulations.
Hey.
So, chine-check din namin if you actually did rate us the 5 stars so we can see who skips.
Aaron's our patron, so automatic na yan.
Pero na yan. Congratulations,
pero
Aaron.
Hindi siya nanalo kasi patron namin siya. Okay?
Nanalo siya kasi sa kanya talaga tumapat.
That wheel is completely random and we don't know how to influence it. Even
yeah,
if we want
I don't know. Congrats, Aaron. We'll hit you up in the DMs. And we have 2 more vouchers as of today. Kakabigay lang. Yes, meron pa. From Makoy Pare and the rest of Machong Chismisan, ang podcast na nang-i-sponsor ng ibang podcast. So, thank you so much to them. Let's get some plugs. Rowan, anything that you want them to check out?
Read our reviews. Kami ni Ro, we're doing our Patreon reviews.
Well, you gotta subscribe to the Patreon.
You gotta subscribe first. And listen to our audio-only episode about the Cruiserweight Classic. Cruiserweight Division.
All right. So we've got another audio-only episode that will be dropping on Monday or Tuesday heading into the Royal Rumble. So go check that out then. Rowan will be part of that. So will Chino. Ikaw, Ro, anything that you want them to check out?
Nah, nothing really. Just please follow us on TikTok, even though I post the TikTok videos on all our social media accounts. So still, it would be nice if we got more followers because we are gunning for some TikTok sponsorships and partnerships. So if you got TikTok, please follow us at Wrestling2Xbox and read Smart Henry.
All right. As for me, just reminding everyone, the usual stuff as we get out of here. Thank you very much to Babyface producer Gel and the rest of the PNA team. Go follow us at Roeswar, at Monday Night Rowan, N-I-T-E sa Twitter, N-I-G-H-T sa Instagram. Si Chino, tweet nyo rin, namimiss na kayo, at Chino Supersized. And for me, at _StanC. Para sa mga lalabas, please don't forget to mask up, double mask even. And if you don't really have any essential reason to go out, please stay at home. Mataas pa rin ang COVID cases natin. But if you have to go get your vaccines or your boosters, go ahead. Essential yan. And in 5 months' time, please don't forget to vote. Importante to, alright? So please go out and vote this May. On behalf of Ro Moran and Rowan the SHIT and Chino Liao, my name is Stan C. Wrestling Podcast out. Bye-bye.
Peace.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.